Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Showtime.
How y'all feel? T.T. Bad Job. Most hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, let's roll into hour number two.
All right.
Alec Baum last night made my night, to be honest with you.
Yeah, got called up, batted six, got a double in his first AB, flew out to relatively deep right field in his third at bat. The kind of covers up the fact that the Phillies are pretty disappointing right now. They're 5-9.
Yeah, they are.
Swept
right.
by the Orioles, but that's not none of our concern. And that maybe in some ways, I don't know if it helped facilitate Alec Baum getting promoted to the big leagues, but here he is. They, like I said, got
good,
swept by Baltimore,
him,
but he got a double in his first plate appearance.
And is he a pure third baseman at that level? Is that where he's going to play, do you think?
That's an interesting question. I am not a scout. I'm not a front office man. And perhaps this is a question. Maybe we'll get one of our scout friends on and ask them this type of question, although I'm sure they would stray away unless we get a Phillies scout and ask him specifically about Alec Baum. I didn't see anything when he was here to suggest that he can't make the plays at third base in the pros. He'll be a first baseman.
Right.
Simply because the fallback of how tall he is. He's big. He's a big dude. He's like 6'5 and 230. Now, in an era of shifts and analytics and all that stuff, maybe there are numbers that suggest that he's not built for the long haul at third base. But I don't necessarily want to see him move just because he's big. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the default would be, play him at first base or kind of in Hunter Dozier's case, who's not quite as big as Alec is, but move him to the outfield. So to answer your question, I hope not, but I'm not an expert and I'm not a scout, and I'm not the Phillies GM or Joe Girardi either. But I would hope that he'll get a really good long look over there before they decide to. And I watched the game yesterday and kind of forgot who their first baseman is. And as it is, Gene Segura had to go to second base, and I think that pretty much squeezed out Scott Kingery as far as the promotion and in order to make room for Alec. And what was the pitcher's name that they called up? Spencer Howard was a really, really big prospect in the organization, too, and he's already in the big leagues, too. Our own RJ Anderson, friend of the show, and CBSSports.com. Yeah. Here's his write-up on Alec Bohm. The Phillies tasked, T-A-S-K-E-D, Bohm with playing 24 games at first base during the minor league season, and they continued to cross-train him there as part of his stint in the Arizona Fall League. Wherever Bohm ends up, this season seemed like a step in the right direction at the plate, talking about his 21 homer year last year in the minors. In the past, he prioritized contact to the point where it didn't seem he made the most of his large frame. He's listed at 6'5 and more than 220. For reference, he went up without a homer in his first 158 professional plate appearances. He showed far more power in 2019, homering 21 times and posting a 213 ISO for you analytic geeks. That's a promising sign and one accompanied by a favorable shift in batted ball tendencies. If Bohm keeps it up, he could be batting in the middle of the Phillies order and playing some position as soon as late next season. That was last season. Or actually, in maybe in 2018, that was RJ's write-up of Alec Bohm. Now, it didn't particularly and specifically answer your question of where he's going to play, but as you know, if you hit, they'll find a place for you, especially nowadays. And we'll see. Hopefully he'll be in there every day. And as the Phillies continue to lose, I think that possibility is very, very distinct that they'll stick him at third base and see what they have. Wasn't it you telling me? Maybe it wasn't you. There was a panel of either ESPN dudes or somebody else before this 60-gamer started. And he was more than a couple of guys picked to win Rookie of the Year this year.
No, it wasn't me, but that's interesting.
Right. Yeah. So he wasn't up for the first 13 games, but he's up there now. And we had to wait out a little bit of a rain delay. But they were on ESPN. And Carl Ravitch and Chipper Jones and Eduardo Perez were on the call. And had some interesting and glowing things to say about him. And for those Shocker fans that are geeky enough, he faced Thomas Eshelman from Cal State Fullerton, that in the Todd Butler era, the Shockers had to weather out in Fullerton.
Yeah.
I can remember that guy. I mean, he couldn't walk a guy if he tried. And I believe that trip out west resulted in a sweep, but Thomas Eshelman was a pitcher for the Orioles, and don't know that I'd have to go back through my stuff and find out if Eshelman and Alec Bohm actually faced one another. But anyway, good for Alec, as he is the latest Shocker to be called up to the big leagues and got a double down the left field line in his first plate appearance. So very cool. Very cool.
It's exciting. Very exciting. So, and I'm trying to think of who is even been playing third base for them. I mean, I know they've got Segura. So Segura's been playing third. Gregorius has been playing short.
Yes.
Kingery's been playing second.
Yes. And now tough noogies for Scott Kingery. I'm fairly sure.
God, and they've got Real Muto at behind. That lineup should be a lot better. And their pitching's not bad.
And Bryce Harper's actually off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, he's he's stoning it right now.
Yeah, he's their best and most consistent hitter. Although Real Muto went deep yesterday, but yeah, they're an interesting and underachieving team, and that's not exactly the city that you want to be underachieving in.
No, no, that's not a good place to be sucking.
Nope.
So especially when you're paying a lot of guys a lot of money. Yeah. So, anyway, okay.
Neil Walker also listed as a third baseman on that team, but he's 34. So I would imagine he's on the outside looking in at PT over there at third base now that your hot shot former first-round pick just got the call. But
well, I'm glad he pulled. I'm glad his first base hit was a pull shot. You know, he was on top of it and took it right down the line, and it was good. It was a good looking swing.
He's going to be an interesting guy to follow in that, even though he has power in him, which we saw here. He actually homered in his very first plate appearance, becoming the only Shocker to do so. I don't know if you realize that. The only Shocker ever to homer in their first plate appearance. That was him. But he, as I read on the kind of the scouting report that R.J. Anderson had, he's a contact guy. Now, will that last? And will they want him to continue with that approach at that at the big league level? That'll be an interesting little crossroad in his career, because he never really struck out very much here. And some of that was because he was just an advanced hitter facing pitchers that he just overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. But
well, yeah, he overwhelmed, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, as you get older and face more competition that's more on your level, you would figure that those numbers, the strikeout numbers I'm talking about, would rise. And they, I'd have to double check, but he was still – more of a, as much of a 6'5", 220-pound contact hitter as there could have been. Now, his power numbers went up last year when he hit 21 home runs, but this is a, as you and I are painfully aware, this is an era where it's okay to strike out as long as you hit some 440-footers every now and then, and singles aren't valued hardly at all anymore. And I'm not even overstating that. The singles are almost worthless in many people's eyes nowadays at the big league level.
Yeah.
And Bohm is always valued or taken pride in, you can tell, of being a guy not striking out. So
can he be a 28 homer, 85 RBI kind of guy?
Yeah, if he expands his zone.
Yeah.
And becomes more of a – I'm playing armchair scout here again, but in that ballpark and his natural power, absolutely. If he gets, if he's an everyday
player, that's what he should be, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
But as I mentioned before,
that's a hell of a career if you can do that.
Sure it is.
God.
Sure it is. And on top of that, if you can play a good third base, you know, you don't want him to be. And I guess here's, I go back to the contact versus power thing. Guys like Mark Grace don't come around very often. You know, a guy that valued contact and just got hits and really didn't hit many home runs at a corner infield position. And I don't think you draft Alec Bohm third overall. I'm speaking for the Phillies now. I'm wearing a lot of hats in this segment. But to hit 12 or 14 home runs as opposed to 28. Like
no,
you
I
said.
Don't think so. You're right. I agree. Especially if they end up moving him to first, then it's going to be they'll expect him to deliver power.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
you know, just hit a few extra fly balls in the 81 times that you play at Citizens Bank Park, and things are going to work out pretty well for you. You know, that's a fun park to hit in, and so it's not like he's, you know, faced with hitting 28 at Kauffman Stadium. But we're already projecting Alec Bohm after one game in the big leagues, but he did get that first hit out of the way, and seeing the Phillies dugout react the way they did was really cool, even with nobody in
it
the
stands.
It
is cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they've all been
it's
there.
Cool.
Everybody's been there with their first whatever it was, you know, batter-faced hit, home run, which he's, you know, the good thing about that is he'll get that ball too, since no fans are in the stands.
Yeah,
whenever he hits his
cool.
first jack, he'll get that ball. So did you hear the story about a Florida man living in a luxury suite in an indoor soccer stadium for 2 weeks? St. Petersburg police arrested a man for living inside the suite at Al Lang Stadium, which is home of the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Did you ever go to Tampa Bay when you were a Wings guy? Were they in the MISL, NASL,
no.
whatever the hell it was called?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Nope.
All right. So apparently the Tampa Bay Rowdies are still around. And a guy named Daniel Neja, N-E-J-A. He was arrested and charged with burglary and resisting an officer without violence, according to jail records. He remains in jail. Bail was set at $5,150. Interesting total.
How in the world does one get in? I mean, you gotta get through a couple of places to get. You got to get into the facility.
Yep.
Then you got to get into that part of the facility, which is generally locked. Then you got to get into the suite itself. So there's like three things that you would definitely have to clear to get to.
And
some skill.
Stay undetected from the cleaning crew, too.
Right.
He set up living space inside the stadium, inside one of these luxury suites, stole multiple different types of clothing worth over $1,000, and he also consumed approximately $250 worth of drinks. The St. Petersburg Police Department said that he went into the merchandise store, went into the food area, so he was wearing the merch and helping himself to the food and drink. This is the sad part, and I'm being serious now. He's listed as a transient, so apparently he's homeless.
He was discovered
by a cleaning crew when they entered the stadium and noticed something was amiss. They went into the suite where this guy was shacking up that supposedly no one had gone into since the COVID-19 thing and noticed there were blankets and shaving cream and a razor in there. Pretty clear to the cleaning crew that something was amiss, so they called the cops and they determined that he'd been staying in the stadium somewhere between July 26 and last Sunday.
Well, he was industrious.
There were workers, employees, and others coming in and out of the facility. So I suppose it's possible that he kind of blended in, you know? And if you act the part and act like you belong there, people tend not to ask any questions, I guess.
Yeah.
But because of the pandemic, the stadium had been closed, and how he'd managed to evade cleaning crews for nearly 2 weeks was baffling even to the police, even now. So, tough break, Daniel Neja, 39 years old, arrested for hanging out for 2 weeks at the home of the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Well, I mean, he had a plan.
He
worked the plan.
He did.
And he had a pretty good little 2 week run. So.
Yeah. And now he's got lodging even today. If you want to get technical.
He's getting three squares, right?
Yep.
I guess, right?
So, yep.
All right.
All right. When we come back, let's see. Where do we need to go? More from Mark Emmert if you want to hear it. Zach Plesac is now blaming the media, if you want to hear that.
Oh, come on, Zach. I saw that. For God's sakes.
All kinds of other audio if you want to have fun with a little sound here in the next segment. A lot of different ways we can go. Jimmy Johnson, the ex-football coach, not the NASCAR guy, will not travel for Fox NFL Sunday this season. Among other many, many headlines.
Oh, and I've got one for you, too. Two replay officials have opted out of the season. There are five on-game officials in the NFL that have done it as well, but I'm interested in the two replay officials who have opted out.
That's interesting, kind of.
It is interesting. So that's
and don't ever forget
now.
The name Kema Silverand, because he's the Seahawks rookie that got waived for trying to sneak a female visitor into the team hotel before practice had even started. Who you got, Kema Silverand or the guy in Florida that tried to live inside the Tampa Bay Rowdies stadium for knucklehead of the week? That's pretty close. Actually,
I'm gonna go with the Seahawk kid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Seahawk kid. That's like, what are you doing, buddy? You're on the verge of something huge here, but boy, you just got to think about yourself and no one else, which is kind of indicative of where a lot of people are in this country right now. So
feel free to think above the shoulders, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. Thank
which
you.
Which goes to show you that you know what's undefeated. We'll talk about all that when we come back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.